హృదయ కుహర మధ్యే కేవల బ్రహ్మమాత్రం అహమహమితి సాక్షాదాత్మరూపేణ భాతి హృది విష మనసా స్వల్పిం వతా మధ్యతా పవన చలన రోధాత్ ఆత్మనిష్టో భవత్వం. శ్లోక నెంబర్ 19. అహమయం కుతో భవతి చిన్వతః ఐపతస్యహం నిజ విచారణం అహమిలాశభాజ్యహమహం స్ఫురతి హృత్స్వయం పరమపూర్ణసత్ Ramana Maharshi dealing with the topic of Jnana Yoga, how one has to inquire into the Atma Swarupam. He is giving that explanation or presenting the method of inquiring. Nija Vicharanam. Vicharanam means inquiry. One has to do inquiry into one's own nature. Nija means one's own nature. Atma Swarupam. Nija Vicharanam. What is that? Kutaha ayam aham bhavati. Kutaha means from where this aham, I thought, ahankara thought arise. Bhavati. Kutaha bhavati. Arise from where or is born from where. Kutaha means from where. It arises. Of whom? Chinvataha. Chinvataha means suppose a person enters into that Atma for whom that inquiry is the sadhana. Chinvataha means a person who is doing inquiry. What inquiry he does? Where from this ahankara is arising the inquiry? Chinvataha means a sadhaka, inquirer. Sadhaka, a inquirer. What the sadhana he is doing? He is asking, kutaha aham, this I, ahankara, is coming. Kutaha bhavati, I am aham. Kutaha bhavati, non, angirade, engirindu varade, and the question. From where it is coming? The question he is doing. Once he starts doing that inquiry, from where this ahankara arise? Non, angira ahankaram. Where from it arise? Na, once you start inquiry, patati aham, I means a loss. What is the lot of this ahankara? It loses its nature. It disappears. Patati. Disappears, patati, dissolves. This I thought, ahankara, dissolves. Patati means fall. Once you do Atma Vicharanam, this is called self-enquiry. The next shloka he says, what happens once that ahankara falls? How ahankara falls? It falls from the 80 feet or 90 feet from the second floor or third floor. Falls means not F-A-L-L-S, falls. And the falls, patati in the falls. Then you have to supply that falls is F-A-L-S-E. F-A-L-L-S is equal to, literal meaning of patati is F-A-L-L-S. Is equal to F-A-L-S-E, you know. Pronunciation is same. Spelling, there is a difference. So, mithyatva nischayaha bhavati ityartha. Patati means what? Mithyatva nischayaha bhavati. This person recognizes that there is no ahankara. Which person? Who is doing? Atma vichara. Nijavicharanam and Atma vicharanam. Atma vicharanam means mana vicharanam. Mana vicharanam means where this ahankara arising in the mind. That vritti, aham vritti arise in the mind. So you are inquiring in this ahankara, that aham vritti, ahankara. So ahankara vichara is equal to Atma vichara. Once you do Atma vichara, ahankara disappears. This is called inquiry. Ahaminasha bhajin. Ahami is a napumsakalinga. Aham makarantaha napumsakalingaha aham shabdaha. Aham ahamau ahamaha. Then bhaji also jakarantaha napumsakalingaha saptami ekavachanam. Ahami also saptami ekavachanam. Bhaj bhajau bhajaha. Bhajin. Nasha bhajin. So, this vichara, atma vichara, lead to discovery of atma, the real I. The real I. In this 20th sloka, he says, Ahami nasha bhaji, aham taya purati, aham taya purati. Once, you destroy this ahankara. Destroy means within inverted commas. Once you falsify. How you falsify? You have to falsify it is anatma. There is no ahankara at all. Like this fruit salad. You know fruit salad? There is no fruit salad is not there. You take out one fruit from that. Banana you take out, grapes you take out, one fruit you separate. Where is salad? There is no salad substance separately. All fruits put together, salad. Generally, whenever we give a new name, we think there is a substance called salad. There is no salad called substance separately. Other than fruits, all fruits put together only salad. We have given new name to all fruits. Which fruit you can call? If you call banana, grapes will get anger, no? If you say mango, grapes will be anger, no? So each fruit want to claim, therefore don't fight all of you. So I am putting a new name, salad, fruit salad. Adi madri, the ahankara is a mixture of body-mind complex. OC, RC, RM, so Chidabhasa has got a new name called Ahankara. If you inquire into that Ahankara, it disappears. There is no substance called Ahankara. We have to understand. There is no substance called Ahankara at all. So Ahankara of Jnani, once you get this knowledge, Ahankara gone. Suppose. Mithyatva nishyam, manas, chidabhasa, ahankara, you have falsified. Then what will happen to this jnani? Purati hrit swayam. Aham tayas purati hrit swayam. This hrit means, what is the exact meaning of hrit? They give translation it as a heart. Hridayam, hrit, heart. What is heart here? Chaitanyam. Here Hrit means Chaitanyam. Why it is called Hrit? Pralayakale samharati sarvam asmin iti Hrit. Pralayakale samharati, that Chaitanyam, Atma Chaitanyam is that which resolves everything into itself. That is called Hrit. Pralayakale, you know, Pralayakala means at the time of dissolution. Small laya is there every day. Sleep, deep sleep. That layakale, samharati. So in deep sleep, ahankara merged into Atma Swarupam. So in Pralayakala also it happens same thing. So Pralayakale samharati means that really there is no samharana. There is no death. Samharana means what? Dissolution. They go into potential form. Samharati asmin. Atma Chaitanyam is that. Trith means Atma Chaitanyam. Atma Chaitanyam is that which resolves everything into itself. That is called Hrit. Swayam. Into itself. Swayam means itself. Aham, aham, taya. As I. It shines. Spurati. Spurudhat. Spurati means it shines. It shines like what? It is shining means here understanding. Shines as real I. Surati Hrit Swayam means Atma Chaitanyam shines itself. Layasthanam. So there is no real shining. Literally don't take shining, dissolving like salt merging in the water. See? Slowly it is merging. Not like that. There is no event other than understanding. There is no event happens. There is no shining separately happens. But you recognize that already shining. Shining means what? In whose presence things are known. That is called shining. In whose presence things are known. In the presence of Atma Chaitanyam, all the objects are known. That's why it is called shining. In whose presence experience takes place. In whose presence everything is known. That's called as good as shining. That's why it is called shining. Parama Purna Satanar. Here shining means what I said in the last class also, I said a specific experience never takes place. Always remember, after getting jnana, once I get jnana, one type of experience I'll get, or specific experience, one day manla muhurtam, very right muhurtam la, good auspicious time la jnana varana. Appo jnana epo or muhurtam paakanavanna. ராகு காலம்னா வரக்கூடாது ஞானம். எந்த டைமுக்கு வரணும்? ஒரு நைஸ் டே, நைஸ் திதி, இதெல்லாம் பார்த்துட்டு ஒரு முகூர்த்தம் இருக்கா? தெரி இஸ் நோ முகூர்த்தம் ஃபார் தட். எனி எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட் ஏ முகூர்த்தம், டிஃபரெண்ட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். ஹியர் வி கேன் நாட் கால் இட் ஆஸ் அன் இவன் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். ஆத்மா அனுபவ இஸ் கால்ட் ஆத்மா எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். I experience something means it comes under object. Clear? I experience something means it comes under object. Since Atma is aprameyam, it is not an object, I can never experience. Atma can never be experienced. அப்படி என்ன அர்த்தம்? ஆத்ம அனுபவம் வரவே வராது. எவ்வளவு டிசப்பாயின்ட்மெண்ட் பாருங்க. இப்படி ஆத்மா அனுபவமே வராது, ஆத்மா எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸே வராதான். சப்போஸ் ஆத்மா எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் கம்ஸ் டு யூ, இட் இஸ் நாட் ஆத்மா, இட் இஸ் அனாத்மா. அனாத்மா ஓன்லி யூ கேன் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ், ஆத்மா யூ கேனாட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். வை த எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர் ஹிம்செல்ஃப் ஆர் ஹர்செல்ஃப் இஸ் ஆத்மா. யூ கேனாட் சே ஈவன் herself or himself. Experiencer is still Atma. Experiencer cannot be experienced. So therefore the subject experiencer cannot become an experienced object. Atma anubhavam venuma vendama? Vendani sollanum. If I ask for Atma anubhava, I have not understood the scriptural teaching. People are all waiting for Atma anubhava. Andha naalum vandadu. Swami, ஒரு நாளுக்கு எனக்கு அந்த ஆத்ம சாட்சாத்காரம் ஆயிடுமா? எப்போ ஆகும்னா, எப்போ ஆகுமா? இப்போ ஆயிடு இருக்கு. ஆல்ரெடி யூ ஆர் நித்ய ஸ்வரூபஹ, நித்ய உபலப்தி. நித்யோபலப்தி ஸ்வரூபோகம் ஆத்மா. ஐ ஆம் எவர் அவைலபிள் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹூம் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். How can I miss Atma Anubhava now, tell me? In every experience, that every experience proves the presence of Atma. Aham, Atma, in every experience is the proof for my existence. Very interesting, okay? We have to turn the plate this way. When I can get Atma Anubhava, when I can experience Atma, instead of asking like that, you have to say to yourself, every experience is a proof for my presence or existence. I, the Atma, is ever available. I am evident in every experience. I am evident in every experience because experience is possible because of me, the Atma. Otherwise, no experience is possible. So, Pratibodha Viditam Matam. In every experience, whom I am experiencing, who is evident? I am the consciousness is evident in experience. So, how can I know electricity? While seeing bulb, I want to see electricity. When you are experiencing the light, the prakasha, are you experiencing the electricity or not? Electricity is evident or not? When fan is moving, electricity evident or not? Similarly, in every action of this body-mind complex, Chaitanyam is evident. Just as when you are seeing the bulb burning, electricity is evident. How do you know? Electricity is there. Because of that only light is burning. When fan is moving, electricity is evident. How do you know? Because of that only fan is moving. இது தெரியும் சுவாமினி, இது தெரியும். இன்னொரு விஷயம் கூட தெரிஞ்சுக்கணும். அதே மாதிரி Atma is evident. Atma is evident. How is it evident? Through this body mind. Body bulb, mind filament. Functioning. Bodham prati. In every cognition, in every knowledge is possible. Every knowledge is possible. Every cognition is possible. Because of Atma. I need not separately work for Atma Anubhava. Every experience itself is a, that itself is a proof for I am Atma. That this much easiest thing, why people are missing enough? Because of wrong misconceptions, wrong ideas, misconceptions. You have to remove that only. If you remove that, it is available. Now, here, listen, you are getting knowledge, cognition, understanding, all these presupposes what? Consciousness, Chaitanya. I am that consciousness. How do you say, I am that consciousness? Adivere. in every experience, consciousness is evident. But then next statement, I am that consciousness. How do you say? Because every knowledge you say, I am conscious of. I am conscious of. I know I am conscious of. I know that I am not conscious of also. This I know, I am conscious of the cognition, the knowledge getting, coming to me only. Therefore, I am conscious. I am conscious. I am cognizing. I am knowing. That's why knowing principle I am. Cognizing principle I am. There is nothing other than me, the consciousness. There is no second consciousness. I am only consciousness. That's why I am Atmaswarupam. What type of Atmaswarupam? Parama Purna Sat. Purna means infinite, complete, Purna. Parama Purnam, supreme, infinite Sat means existence, being. I am what? I am not human being. I am not a human being, I am not an animal, I am not an insect, I am not a tree, I am not a plant, I am not anything else, but I am being. I exist. I am. That I amness is called Parama Purna Sat. I am kapram, whatever comes is Ahankara Anatma. So and Anatma, once you get Aham Purna Sat Jnanam, the Ahankara continues or not? Continues. If it won't continue, you cannot come to the next class. So for Vyavahara, Ahankara has to continue. Suppose Jnana vandachina, ore dose udane close and madri, upadesha saram kesinadukapram. அகமினாசபா ஜஹமஹந்தயா பரமபூர்ணசத் கான் என்ன விவகாரம் கான் ஹாப்பிலி யூ கேன் கம் யூ கேன் மூவ் யூ கேன் இன்டராக்ட் வித் த வேர்ல்ட் ஆஃப்டர் நோயிங் தெர் இஸ் நோ சன்ரைஸ் யூ சீ சன்ரைஸ் ஆர் நாட் ஆஃப்டர் நோயிங் தெர் இஸ் நோ சன்ரைஸ் சன்ரைஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் இஸ் தேர் தெர் இஸ் நோ ஃபேக்சுவலி சன்ரைஸ் அதே மாதிரி பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் அனாத்மா வித் அகங்காரா டஸ் இட்ஸ் இன்ட்ராக்ஷன்ஸ் ஆஸ் எ வைஃப் ஆஸ் எ ஹஸ்பண்ட் ஆஸ் எ சிஷ்யா ஆஸ் எ குரு இஃப் அகங்காரா ஓன்ட் கண்டினியூ குரு ஆல்சோ ஹேஸ் டு யூஸ் அகங்காரா ஓன்லி டு டீச் உபநிதேச சாரம் அகம் கேனாட் டாக் இஸ் இட் நாட் டு ஸ்பீக் உபதேச சாரம் இன் த கிளாஸ் What teacher is using? Ahankara or OC or RC? RC. Along with OC, of course. RC cannot be there without OC. But what is predominant here? RC. If in the Ahankara may illana, enna solli kodukka mudiyum? Ahankara irundhada, female, female ennu theriyum, male, male ennu theriyum. Idhu Upadeshasara class, Bhagavad Gita class, illathu Brihadaranyaka Upanishad class. அது தெரியணும் அகங்காரம் இருந்தாதான் தெரியும் இல்லைன்னு என்ன ஆகும்னு அகமா உட்கார்ந்த உபனிஷத்து ஒரே மாதிரி இருக்கும் உபதேசாரம் ஒரே மாதிரி இருக்கும் பிரகதாரம் அதுவும் சேம் அப்ப என்ன உச்சி புக் ஐ ஹாவ் டு பிரிங் தேங்க் காட் அகங்காரா ஹேஸ் டு ஃபங்க்ஷன் இட் வில் ஃபங்க்ஷன் இட் வில் கண்டினியூ ஆஸ் லாங் ஆஸ் பாடி இஸ் தேர் ஃபோர் டோன்ட் அப்ரைட் ஆஃப் ஜானம் ஒருவேளை ஜானம் வந்த ஐ மே ஃபர்கெட் மை ஹஸ்பண்ட் I may forget my wife. இந்த மாதிரி கவலை எல்லாம் வேண்டாவே வேண்டாம் ஞானத்துக்கு ஞானம் இருக்கும் இதுக்கு இது தனித்தனி ஓகே ஏன்னா ஆர்டர் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டிஸ் ஆர் டிஃபரெண்ட் இது பாரமார்த்திக சத்தியம் இது வியாபாரிக சத்தியம் ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் த ட்ரீமர் கேன் நாட் டச் த வேக்கர் ட்ரீமர் மெட் வித் அண்ட் சம் ஹெவி ரெயின் சைக்ளோன் ஃபுல்லி ட்ரென்ச்சு அப்போ வேக்கர் ட்ரெஸ் ஆல்சோ வில் பி ட்ரென்ச் அப்படியே இருக்கும் ட்ரையே இருக்கும் ஏன்னா ட்ரீமர்ஸ் வெட்னஸ் இன் த ரெயின் தட் ட்ரீம் கேன் நாட் டச் த எஃபெக்ட் த வேக்கர் You don't change your dress after waking up. Why? Nothing happened to you. Like that, after getting knowledge, this vyavahara continues. But enna prayojanam swami ivula padichu enna? This anatma, sarira manas anatma la irukkira problems and all, you will not take to yourself. Adhudhan mukti. Freedom from anatma problems. Anatma la gradation, limitation, dosham are there. Atrupti, dukkham, bandhakatvam, there are there to this body mind complex. They will not touch me, the hosti. I am not going to be affected by them. Therefore, I can remain as Ananda Swarupam. When? After leaving the body. Even now, while interacting also, I can say what? Aham Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swarupaha Atma Asmi. இப்படி நிம்மதிதானே? பயப்படாதீங்க. ஞானம் சொன்னாலே சில பேருக்கு பயம், என்ன ஆயிடுமோ என்ன ஆயிடுமோ என்ன ஆகும். ஒன்னும் ஆகாது, ஒண்ணுமே ஆகாது. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகம்.
இதமஹம் பதாபிக்ஷமன்மஹம் அஹம் இலீனகேப்யலய சத்தயாம் விக்ரஹேந்த்ரியா ப்ராணதீதமஹ நாஹமேக சத்தஜடம் ஹ்யசத் இதம் அஹம் பதாபிக்யம். இதம் மீன்ஸ் திஸ் செல்ஃப். திஸ் செல்ஃப் அஹம் பதாபிக்யம். திஸ் செல்ஃப் மீன்ஸ் திஸ் கான்சியஸ்னஸ். கான்சியஸ்னஸ் ஆர் செல்ஃப், யூ ஹேவ் டு புட் இன் எ கேபிட்டல் லெட்டர். இதம் திஸ் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் அஹம் பதாபிக்யம். ஆபிக்யம் அஹம் பத ஆபிக்யம் மீன்ஸ், ஆபிக்யம் மீன்ஸ் தி செல்ஃப் இஸ் நோன் பை த நேம் ஆர் டேர்ம்ட் ஆஸ் அஹம் பதா. இதம் திஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் டேர்ம்ட் ஆஸ், நேம்ட் ஆஸ், கால்ட் ஆஸ். த வேர்ட் பத மீன்ஸ் வேர்ட். What is that word? Aham. This Atma is called as Aham. Ahankara. Idam Aham Pada Avityam. Real meaning or Laksharta of I. Aham is Atma. Laksharta Vachyartha. When I say Aham, there are two. Vachyartha is Jivatma. Laksharta is Atma, not Paramatma. Vachyartha of individual is Jivatma. Vachyartha of Ishvara is Paramatma. So Laksharta of Jivatma and Laksharta of Paramatma is called Atma. For example, உங்களுக்கு நல்லா புரியும். Wave and ocean. Water, if you take water as Atma, wave is like Jivatma, okay? Ocean is like Paramatma, total level. Total level, water is called ocean. Individual level, water is called wave. So the wave and ocean. So wave content is also water. Ocean content is also water. So the wave and ocean are nothing but two names to that water. Why two names for that water? Na? Because water at small level with small upadhi as a wave, that is called vyasti. it is called wave. அதே வாட்டர் வென் பேஸ் ரிசர்வாயர் at ocean level, vast level, it is called ocean, samashti level. The wave level, there is water. Ocean is also water. So the water alone has got two names. Water alone has got wave name, ocean name. You remove this wave and ocean name, remove this nama, rupa, water remains. Similarly, the jivatma and paramatma. The jiva individual level, it is called ahankara, the jivatma. Paramatma is also a name. Atma at total level ke paramatma, Ishvara. Atma at individual body, jivatma. At individual level. So we are all like, there is a big reservoir water. A small bucket of water is there. We are like bucket of water. Total universe is like a reservoir water. Bucket of water is also water. Reservoir water is also water. No change. In water there is no change. But in container there is change. This is small container. That is a big container. Paramatma is a big container. Vishwarupam. Virat. Vishvahana, individual. Virat is total. So small, vyasti, micro. That is macro. Micro, macro. Both are names given based on the container. You want container or content? Container la irukra content venuma, container venuma. Container yaarukku venum? Container for what sake? To keep the content. உனக்கு டப்பா வேணுமா, டப்பால இருக்கிற லட்டு வேணுமா? இல்ல லட்டு வேணும், எனக்கு டப்பா வேணும். ஹூ வில் ஆஸ்க் டப்பா? எனக்கு லட்டு தான் வேணும். The content is important. Similarly, in the body டப்பா இருக்கும், the content, ஒரு சின்ன content இருக்கு, சின்ன body, individual body. Content is Atma. Container body la content is Atma. The whole universe is a big container. There is also Atma. That huge universe is also container. For whom? For Paramatma. Ishwaranukku container. Adhukku dhaan avarku per Ishwara. Avar omniscient, omnipotent. Nanu self-sufficient, omnipotent. Sarvajnaha, alpajnaha. Container is big, this container is small. But content is big or small? The bigness and smallness are because of container. Container is not permanent. The content is not permanent. Permanent. Laddu is not permanent. Okay, don't extend example. Atma is permanent. Shashvatam, sanatanam. So we have to understand. Ishwarana. Just as the wave and ocean, individual level is Jivatma, total level is, total I is Ishwara. Individual I is Jivatma. I myself am total I in Ishwara. So Ishwara and Jiva, both are based on container, Upadhi Bhedat. சர்வஜ்ஞத்வம் அல்பத்வம் ஆர் உபாதி பேதாத் நது வஸ்து பேதா. வஸ்து மீன்ஸ் கண்டென்ட். தேர் இஸ் நோ டிஃபரன்ஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் வி ஆர் ஆல் கேரிட் அவே பை வாட்? கண்டெய்னர்ஸ். கண்டெய்னர்லோ லாட் ஆஃப் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ், லாட் ஆஃப் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ். கண்டென்ட்ல ப்ராப்ளம் கிடையாது. தேர்ஃபோர் ஓன் அப் த கண்டென்ட், நாட் கண்டெய்னர். There is no satyatvam in container. That's what he says is that idam aham padabhikyam. This self, Atma, has got a name that is individual I, ahankara. Who is this ahankara? Whose name? Atma. That aham, Atma swarupam, has got the name aham
kara. Because of what? Container. Individual container. Individual container. Aham padha abhikyam. Then ahami lena ke kati. Here anu aham is there. Anvaham mana. Along with ahankara, anu aham anvaham. Bhikyam anvaham. Anvaham means along with ahankara. Anu means along with. Along with ahankara, anu aham, ahami leena ke sati. When the total I merges, along with ahankara, the total I means, here, everyone's ahankara. My daughter's ahankara, husband's ahankara, all ahankaras are real or false? When this is false, how they can be true? They are also false. Ahami leena ke na total I. This individual I, along with the total I, merges. Ahami leena ke. Where it merges? Individual I. Enna paakren? Wave merges into ocean. Ocean merges into water. How ocean can merge into water? Ocean merges into water means you remove the nama rupa. Ocean nama rupa, wave nama rupa, intellectually you remove. You see what? Water. Along with wave, you swallow the ocean name also to arrive at what? Water content. To get the knowledge of water. There is no big wave, small wave. Ocean is a total. All waves are born in this ocean. Ocean is nothing but water. Similarly, all individual ahankaras arise in total aham. Total I. That's what we say. All are born from Ishvara. Puriyadhaipo, Ishvara is what? Total I. From total I Ishvara, who are all coming? Very good. Now you are really qualified students. Upadeshas are students. Priyadho? Enna chonna? See, total I, this is only in Upadeshas are Vedanta class we say. In religious discourses and all, what they say? Tam Ishwaran nanda yellame vanda deyana. Yellame enna paana? All individual egos are come. Individual ahankara born from total ego. Total ahankara mahat, mahat tattvam. From total I, individual eyes are born. In the Vedanta class, you should not talk this in other discourses. Religious discourses and all, if they say, they get up and go, they will sleep off. Total I, individual I as someone, poet vapa, and shulluva. Ange enna shullanavunna? From Ishvara, all beings, all things are born. Appa. Oh, enna na. And the Ishvara is none other than total I. Paramatma larindu ella jeevaratma have come. Jeevarasigal nundra. Jeevatma have come. Now, this Paramatma Ishvara, total I, born out of what? Arise from where? Na Atma. Paramatma. Ivar Jeeva Atma. And the Jeeva Atma la Jeeva, Paramatma la Paramatma. In the mathematics la, ipadi pannum bodhu, you strike off, no? Daniki diniki saripo indi enna. You strike off Parama, you strike off Jeeva, who remain? In the Jeeva Parama is because of container. And the container dabba, you remove intellectually. Okay, container dabba remove and don't destroy your body. Okay, don't emaciate your body. Happily recognize this container is bhautikam. That is also bhautikam. is also bhautikam. Ishvara and Jiva both are nama rupa. What is real? Asti bhati priyam. Avladha sollakudada. Atma asti bhati. Asti enna sat, bhati enna chit, priyam enna ananda. Sat chit ananda asti bhati priyam. Nama rupam belong to whom? Jagat. Nama rupam jagat in the body mind complex include body mind complex. So asti bhati priyam rupam nama chet amsha panchakam adyatrayam brahma rupam. Brahma rupam na ennude rupam, osi rupam, jagat rupam tato dvayam. Other two are anatma jagat rupam. That's what he says. Now you can understand. Aham anu ahami leenakena. It's a crucial word. Ishvara, from Ishvara, the jagat has come into existence. Ishvara is total macro anatma. Ishvara is anatma. Jiva is anatma, Ishvara also anatma. What is atma satyam? Ishvaranla irikkara sat chit chaitanyam is satyam. Jivanla irikkara atma sat chit ananda is satyam. So in the sat chit ananda of Ishvara, jivanla irikkara sat chit ananda Ishvara, one and the same. Therefore in the ahankara, ahami, that means total I, both have to merge into Atma. Then what about Atma also merge in? Alaya Sattaya. No layam for that Atma. This total I merges into Atma. Ocean merges into what? Water. Ocean name has to be removed. Ocean name has to dissolve. What remains? Water. Similarly, Ishvara name has to dissolve. What remain? Atma remain. Parama is called Ishvara. Ishvara is what? Brahman. Undressed Ishvara is what? Brahman. Undressed Ishvara is Brahman. Dressed Brahman? Ishvara. Similarly, undressed Ahankara is what? Atma aham. Dressed aham ahankara. Dressed aham ahankara. Undressed ahankara is aham atma. Aham atma brahma. Similarly, dressed brahman, maya sahitam brahma is Ishvara. Undressed Ishvara brahma. So, இப்ப எல்லாம் கவச்சம் போட்டு இருக்கோம். என்ன கவச்சம்? அனாத்மா கவச்சம், பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் கவச்சம். That's why you have to do what? பஞ்சகோஷ விவேக, சரீரத்ரய விவேக, அவஸ்தாத்ரய விவேக. In deep sleep, what அகங்காரா is there? அகங்காரா is there? Not there. What happened to that அகங்காரா? Merge, dissolve. That's what he says. Alaya sattaya. Alaya means that which has never merged. It always exists. The world, the object, the emotion, the thoughts, anu aham, ahankara. Once the ahankara rises, but the world rises. Emotions rise. All come into existence. Thoughts come into existence. Then all these concepts, Everything coming to existence, once they merge, the concept of totality also comes. Once ahankara comes, ahankara merges, totality also goes away. Because of this ahankara only, what comes? Body complex, mind complex, all relations, emotions, all the objects, entire universe comes because of ahankara. Once ahankara dissolves, the entire universe also dissolves. What is the proof? Split. Ahankara dissolves. What you know about universe?
you don't know anything. In that sleep, who remains? Aham. There is no ahankara. Aham remains. How do you know aham remains there? Aham sukham aswastam na kinchit avedesham. I do not know anything. I was there happily enough. To experience that ananda, I don't require anything. Alayanar. I am not dissolved that. Aham is not dissolved. Indestructible. Layam illadadu aham. Eppu irukkana illaya sukathila? Alayama irukkana illaya? Layam ahamana irukkana illaya? Irukku. Adhanaladhu theriyirudhu. To express, I require ahankara. To experience, I don't require ahankara. To experience aham, sukham, aswastham, enna ahankaram irundhathu ange? Ahankaram illamane kooda naanu sukham aswastham. Nakinchid avedisham. Early morning you wake up and say, I slept well, I don't know anything. Adepa, enna theriyumna? I slept well, I don't know anything. I don't know anything is experience. To experience, I don't know anything. Ahankara is not required, but to express I don't know anything, I slept well, to express, what do you require? Ahankara. But ahankara illamal ange nalla thungitam sukhama thungitada illaya? Sukhama irukillaya? Irundadnalada you are able to express what? Nalla thungitam nimmadiya thungitana appa நிம்மதி எப்படி தெரியறது என்ன? அதுதான். Therefore, to experience ahankara is not required. To express ahankara is required. That's why early morning you express with ahankara. Without ahankara, you anubhava only is there. Sukham anubhava is there. But you cannot express there. Therefore, alaya sattaya. Due to that indestructible, alaya means indestructible nature of itself, sattaya, I exist as I am, without any destruction. Pure self is called aham, remain without ahankara. Now next shloka he says, now you have understood this. Idam aham padam avikyam. This self has given the name aham. So in the aham, what has given the name, that ahankara name, merges along with ahamina. Total aham. Total aham means Ishwara's aham. It has to merge. So this ahankara merges, naturally total also will merge. For that sake, you need not sleep every time. When you are waking up, when you are in the class, you are falsifying this ahankara. You remove that kara, that aham remains. Once aham remains, nama rupas all have gone. Ishwara nama rupa, total nama rupa, all emotions, all nama rupa gone. Who remains? Aham remains. Aham also merges. Negator can never be negated. Is it not? I negate all nama rupa. The negator? Negator to negate, there is another negator is required. Therefore, I cannot be negated by anything that is atma. I negate ahankar. Ahankara born, nama, rupa, emotions I negate. I cannot be negated. Negator cannot be negatable. The next shloka he says beautifully, Vigraha Indriya Prana Dhi Tamaha. All pancha koshas. Vigraha means annamaya kosha. Vigraha irka India? Vigraha grahama pudichindirka ippo. Gnana varlana graham. Gnana vanda vigraham. Okay, Vigraha, Annamaya Kosha. Indriya means sense organs.
ప్రాణ మీన్స్ ప్రాణమయ కోశ, ధీ మీన్స్ విజ్ఞానమయ కోశ, తమహ మీన్స్ ఆనందమయ కోశ. కారణ శరీరం దేహ కమ్స్ అండర్ స్థూల శరీరం, ఇంద్రియ ప్రాణ ధీ కమ్స్ అండర్ సూక్ష్మ శరీరం, తమహ కమ్స్ అండర్ కారణ శరీరం ఆనందమయ కోశ. ఆల్ ఫైవ్ కోశాస్ ఆర్ త్రీ శరీరం పుట్ టుగెదర్ వాట్ యు హావ్ టు పుట్ ఇన్ డస్ట్ బిన్. విగ్రహేంద్రియ ప్రాణధీ తమహ న అహం, ఐ యామ్ నాట్ నాహం, దెన్ హూ యామ్ ఐ? ఏక సత్, ఐ యామ్ ఏకాత్మం, ఐ యామ్ వన్ ఆత్మా ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్ ప్రిన్సిపల్. ఏక సత్ తత్ విగ్రహ ఇంద్రియ ప్రాణధీతమః తత్ జడం అసత్ తత్ జడం హసత్ తత్ జడం హి అసత్. ఎన్నమో పాడిండే ఇరుకోం ఇతనాళ, తజ్జడం హసత్ తజ్జడం హసత్ అని. తత్ పంచకోశ శరీరత్రయం అవస్థాత్రయం ఎల్లామే జడం, ఇనర్ట్. నాట్ ఓన్లీ దట్ అసత్ అన్రియల్, ఐ ఆమ్ ద వన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఏక సత్, వన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఎంటిటీ. నాట్ ద బాడీ, నాట్ ద సెన్సెస్, నాట్ ద వైటల్ ఎయిర్, నాట్ ద ఇంటలెక్ట్, నాట్ ద ఇగ్నరెన్స్. తమహ అన్న ఆనందమయ కోశ, ఆనందమయ కోశంలో కారణ శరీరం ఎన్ని ఇరుకో? అవిద్య మాయా, అవిద్య మాయా అజ్ఞానం ఇరుకో అంగే, అదిగా తమహ. సో దట్ ఐ ఎమ్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్, ఐ ఆమ్ వాట్, ఐ ఆమ్ ద ఇల్యూమినేటర్ ఆఫ్ ద ఇగ్నరెన్స్, ఇల్లియో ఐ ఆమ్ ద ఇల్యూమినేటర్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్, ఐఎమ్ ద విట్నెసర్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. Therefore, then I, the consciousness principle, I am available in this pancha kosha. What pancha kosha? Asat, unreal. So we have to understand first, introduce myself as so and so. First what we do generally, we introduce ourselves so and so. Then second stage, no, this is called at the body level. Body is changing. Then second level, the body is made up of five elements. Bhautikatvam, Drishyatvam. So five factors you have to understand. I am not the body mind complex, Cholanamanna, five factors. I am Atma, which is free from those five factors. Number one is Bhautikatvam. Body mind complex is made up of five elements, Bhautikatvam. భౌతికత్వాత్ అహం న పంచకోశః. దెన్ దృశ్యత్వాత్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సీన్ బై మీ, ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ బై మీ, ఐ ఆమ్ ద ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్ ఈజ్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ పంచకోశ ఆర్ శరీరత్రయం ఆర్ ఐఎమ్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ద్రీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ వాట్ జాగ్రత్ స్వప్న సుషుప్తి. దెన్ దృశ్యత్వం భౌతికత్వం, దెన్ సవికారత్వం. బాడీ మైండ్ కాంప్లెక్స్ చేంజెస్, ద హోల్ వరల్డ్ నామరూప చేంజ్, సవికారత్వం ఇట్ హ్యాస్ గాట్. దెన్ సగుణత్వం, దెర్ ఆర్ గుణస్ ప్రాపర్టీస్. దెన్ ఆగమాపాయత్వం, దిస్ బాడీ మైండ్ కాంప్లెక్స్ నేమ్స్ అండ్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్ కమింగ్ అండ్ గోయింగ్, ఆగమాపాయత్వం. They are all come under anatma. Anatma has got these five factors. Whereas atma, I am not born out of five elements. I am not come under any drishya prapancha. Drishyatvam varadu, bhautikatvam varadu. No savikaratvam also. I have no vikara at all. I have no sagunatvam. I am nirgunaha. No agama payitvam. I am always available. Existent. ప్రిన్సిపల్ జాగ్రత్ స్వప్న సుషుప్తి స్ఫుటతర యా సంవిత్ విజృంభతేన, ఐఎమ్ ఎవర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్. బాడీ ఇరుందా ఎక్స్ప్రెస్ పండుమే, బాడీ ఇల్లన్నా తూంగువే, అవ్వదాం. ఓకే, మోర్ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ క్లాస్. పూర్ణమద పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్చతే பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.